Hey, what's up, Street Talks? Eric from the Eric Street Start Blog. So I just wanted to share with you some rando thoughts I had about, you know, in praise of smaller file sizes. So the basic notion is this. There tends to be this weird race we're having towards megapixels, right? Like the basic notion is the more megapixels, the better. Now, let me outline why this is bad. So the problem with having bigger file sizes or more megapixels, whatever, is many. So first and foremost, most platforms make it impossible for you actually to upload the full resolution. So even I'm using WordPress.org and I'm on a self-hosted blog, I think the individual file size is around 64 megabytes, which is pretty good. But still, if you try to upload a photo with insane amounts of resolution, you know, something with a WordPress processing thing, you don't actually, sometimes it auto crops or whatever, so you don't actually even get the full resolution. That's the first thing. The second thing is actually, you know, even right now, I have like insanely fast Wi-Fi at this apartment that I'm living at, but it's still, there's issues with caching and buffering and processing. So for example, I was experimenting a lot with shooting 4K video, and 4K video is really cool, but this is just one of the problems. So let's say I shoot 4K video, the file is like, and I talk for like 6 minutes, right? The file is like 7 gigabytes, right? Big ass file. I can upload it pretty quickly, but then YouTube even takes a while for it to churn and to process the video. That's one of the downsides. And also, even though I have like the fastest, you know, SanDisk SD card, whatever, in this Lumix G9, when I'm shooting 4K, sometimes it'll just kind of like randomly stop recording and cut out. So let's say, I just did a few videos before where I'm shooting 4K, I'm talking like 10 or 11 minutes, and then just the audio or the recording just kind of randomly stops, because I think it's just 4K to chug along at 60 FPS is kind of a lot. So the camera, I don't know, either it just kind of stopped for whatever reason. So that kind of makes it annoying, because now later I import these to my computer, I'm gonna have to stitch the videos together, which takes more time. So one of the biggest downsides of big file sizes is time. And most people don't live in a place with super duper fast Wi-Fi anyways. So the bigger file sizes ends up becoming a problem, because it just takes longer to load, to upload, to download, whatever. And I think what ultimately, like, I mean, I can speak from personal experience, is that like, even with a movie or, you know, videos or files, whatever, I would prefer to see something with lower resolution and not have to wait for it to load or buffer, than to watch something in beautiful HD, high quality, whatever, but having to wait for it or having buffering issues and so forth. And so even now, I think moving forward, I might just stick to 1080p and doing 60 FPS, because even though technology and 5G blah blah is getting better, whatever, it's still like, it's kind of like a little bit abysmal in terms of just like technological innovation and growth in terms of just internet speeds is big. And also like just practical things, like not everyone in the world has access to super fast internet, so just kind of putting that into account. But also I do find that when the files are too big, it takes longer for my laptop to process it, right? And the longer I have to wait for my videos to process or buffer or whatever, it just kind of like, it's really annoying, because it just kind of slows me down. It's like almost like when you're playing a video game and there's lag, right? So when you play StarCraft or Counter-Strike, whatever, and there's lag, that's like the worst feeling, because us humans, I think we like instantaneous feedback is generally what we prefer. Any feeling of lag is like horrible to us, right? And so even like give you a practical example. When I was shooting, I was testing out the Pentax 645Z digital medium format for a while, and even the Fujifilm GFX series. I would not shoot a full resolution. I would shoot the Pentax 645Z, I think in small JPEG mode, and still it's like, you know, 4,000 pixels wide. And I really don't think that, like, at least photo-wise speaking, you don't need a camera that's more than 24 megapixels. Even 12 megapixels I think is sufficient, because in terms of the width of the images, I think about like 3,500 pixels, 4,000 pixels, 5,000 pixels is totally fine. Because first of all, we're never gonna print it that big. Even if you print it that big, there's all these tools you can use in Photoshop, you know, bicubic, smoother, up-resing, whatever, which makes it super easy to blow up smaller images to make them bigger. And also just bigger file sizes just kind of like ruin our lives, right? Like even simple things. If you got big ass file sizes, then you had to buy more storage, which is super annoying, right? And even though storage is getting cheaper, to import your files takes way longer. So like even one thing that's helped simplify my life in a very meaningful way is I got the Ricoh GR3 and I just shoot JPEG everything, right? And I don't shoot RAW no more. And that means when I'm importing JPEG files to my computer, it's way faster. There's less lag. It's, you know, there's less stuff I need to do. Whereas, you know, if you imagine having a camera with like 100 megapixels in RAW files, it's like you could have the world's most expensive computer or laptop. It'll still probably take days for you to process it and stuff. And honestly, I think most of us would, we prefer to be out making photos and doing fun stuff instead of looking in front of a laptop all day, right? And so smaller file sizes make life less stressful. They allow you to stream more, to create more and stuff like that. And now why do we get suckered by this notion of wanting more megapixels? You know, it's simple. It's like humans, we prefer to feel like a sense of improvement or growth. How do you do that? Increase the number, right? Because, you know, you kind of see the number going up and up. It's like, okay, we had a, and you know, it's kind of for like basic consumers, but also for us photographers who are like a little bit more like, you know, intelligent, we still get suckered by it too, because, you know, okay, let's say I have a camera and it's 10 megapixels, a new version comes out which is 20 megapixels. The stupid brain in us thinks that like, okay, it has twice the megapixels, therefore it's twice better, which is often not the case. But it's also silly too, because we shouldn't quantify everything purely by numbers, because like, for example, what would you rather own? 100 Honda Civics? Or would you rather own one Bugatti Veyron? I would probably choose the Bugatti Veyron. So if you charted this as a map, right? You go from the number 100 to 1, you would think that it's a loss. But no, actually it's the best gain ever, right? So we humans, we just tend to be, I think, bad with numbers. And you know, I think it's just kind of like one of the biases we have, and it's, and the way for us to overcome that is for us to hopefully become a little bit more wise, to become less suckered. And actually, even oftentimes, a lot of cameras, by reducing the megapixel number, you actually do improve the image quality. Because image quality is what we want, is the aesthetics that, like, you know, the edges look nice and, you know, you have good dynamic range, whatever. So don't get suckered by megapixels, more problems. And when in doubt, go for the smaller file sizes. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.